Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 12, titled Implementing Revelation. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Millay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. Today, I wanted to take a deeper dive into the second half of the daily page spread in the Hear Him journal. If you don't have the Hear Him journal or I'm not sure what that is, I will be sure to link that in the description below so you can go and check that out. Today's episode is definitely going to be targeted towards that specific area of the journal, but if you don't have the journal, still feel free to stay and listen, as I'm sure you will still have takeaways that you can implement into your life. So on that second half of the page, you're going to find three different questions that prompt you in helping you be able to implement your revelation or conversation that you had with God. And as I was creating this journal, I really realized that this was the lack that other prayer journals didn't have, was they didn't have a spot to be able to really dive deeper into what these conversations are that you're having with God and the answers he's giving you and the direction and counsel he's giving you. And it just came so obvious to me that this was needed. It was needed to have a spot in the journal where you could reflect and ponder and think about what you just received from Heavenly Father and how you were going to have action steps that pushed you forward. And I feel like this part is so crucial to the journal in making an action plan, because I think that it is one really great way to show God that we love him is by following through in action with what he has prompted and told us to do. So we're going to dive into those three questions that are on that page and how I typically tend to think about each one and fill them in. And maybe you fill them in differently, which is fine. And if you do, I'd actually love if you would reach out and tell me how you like to use these sections. But I thought it would be helpful in diving in a little bit more and explaining how each of these sections look for me when I am using them. So that first section is titled, How Will I Choose to Let Him In Today? And I think that this can look several different ways, and I feel like it changes day to day for me as I use my journal and kind of what I was prompted with or what my conversation with God looked like. But I think some answers that could typically fall in this section would be different ways that you can feel the Spirit, right? I think these are kind of the more obvious answers that you could fill in this section, as far as maybe your goal is to listen to an uplifting podcast or to have worship music playing on through the day or to have set aside time for scripture study. Maybe it's that day you are not going to watch a Netflix show and instead you are going to spend that time in the scriptures or in prayer, or maybe it is something completely different. And other days for me, it looks more like how will I choose to let him in today is going to look by me having patience. Today, it's going to look like me working on patience, because if I have patience with specifically my children, then that means I am going to be having the Spirit with me more throughout the day. And if I have the Spirit with me more throughout the day, that is going to give me more opportunities of letting him into my day, because I will be able to have his Spirit in my home. Okay, hopefully that gives you a couple of ideas for that section. The next section is titled, What is my one step forward? Which I love this question. And to be honest, sometimes this question, I have to really sit and think before I can fill out what I'm going to write in this section, because it makes me really take a step back, think about what God's told me that day. And sometimes I feel like there is a a very obvious action step forward because maybe there was an action that God specifically gave me that day. Maybe it was, I need to reach out to this person today. I need to make sure this person feels loved today. It could be very obvious like that. I feel like a lot of times mine isn't quite that black and white of an action step that was given to me in my conversation with God. So sometimes I have to get creative with this, which I actually like because sometimes it's what is my one step forward comes down to personal and self-development stuff. Like, what is my one step forward? I mean, I'm going to bring up patience again because that's something I am really working on. And it's like, maybe that's what falls into that category for that day is what is my one step forward is I am intentionally focusing on having patience. I am intentionally bringing the Spirit into my home. I am intentionally going to implement a cleaning schedule into my home. I am going to implement XYZ, right? Like it can be a lot of different things and it can look a lot of different ways. And I think sometimes we have to get creative with this one, but this is the actual one step forward. I think if we can actually narrow down something and really dive into what is my one step forward, this is the step that's going to propel you from what you learned in your conversation with God to implementing that action. So the next section, do I need more clarity on part of my revelation? So this is a pretty straightforward question. And I think that a lot of times this section is left blank for me. And by blank, it's actually not blank. I usually draw a little heart in it. Why? I'm not sure. But maybe it's because it's like, you know what? I'm good. Like it's a sign to myself that like, no, I actually feel great about where our conversation ended. I am feeling at peace with what I know. I'm not in a state of question. And so I usually will write a heart there that kind of just signifies what I'm feeling inside, which is that I feel at peace with where things are at. And then obviously there are days where I do not question, but I want to know more about something specifically that me and Heavenly Father were talking about that day. And this is where I go to write those types of things. If there was a certain part of our conversation that I want to know more about, I want more details on, I want to dive deeper into, that's where I fill in these questions and thoughts. So at the bottom of the page, you'll see that there is an I am section where it says I am two different times and you get to finish off that sentence. This has been more powerful than I thought it was going to be when I designed this part of the journal. And it has quickly become one of my favorite parts of the journal. And I think it can become so powerful to look back at your conversation and your promptings and these mini revelations that you're having with God and to be able to see Him or see yourself through His eyes. That is what this section is about, is writing a sentence of how God sees you. And in turn, writing it in this I am format becomes so powerful. And this sometimes is easy and this sometimes isn't easy, I feel like, to pick out these I am statements. But I encourage you that if you are having a hard time, to go back into your prayer and to specifically bring this up with God of how He sees you in that moment, what He wants you to know about yourself and believe in yourself in that moment. And I'm sure those thoughts and direction will come and you will be able to fill out this section. I think that wraps up how we can each implement our own revelations into action from that second page of your daily spread in the journal. So today's thought I want to leave you with to ponder throughout today comes from a talk by, and I can't say his name, Cyril Schmil or something like that, which says, We need to be acting in order to allow the Savior to work with us in our lives. And I 100% believe that to be true. Spiritual growth, service to others, growth in our relationship with God, all of these things and so many more could not happen without some type of action where then the Savior can step in, multiply, and expand our efforts into something so much more than we could have done without Him or without action. Now would be the perfect time to go ahead and pull out your Hear Him journal and continue in more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God. I love you guys and leaving you today with hopefully a little more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God.